Hello, and welcome to this guided visualization, a conversation with dis-ease. For me, part of a more feminine approach to healing from an illness is to learn to live with more awareness. One method I found useful was becoming curious about and making an attempt at conversing with the diseased cells in my body. The guided visualization on track 2 can provide you with a method for possibly communicating with dis-ease in your body. It will involve suspending your logical thinking for a while. Relaxing will enhance your ability to accept things as they are and to let go of judgment and a need to know. It also might enable you to be more receptive to the process and to any messages you might receive. No matter what kind of illness, it's always okay and safe to relax. During this inner journey, I will suggest that you gradually enter into a relaxed state and imagine that your body is made of light. I will suggest that you request the presence of a guide. This can be an angel, a spiritual teacher, a helpful person, a special animal, or even your own meaningful symbol. I will ask you to move your awareness onto the center of your forehead, slightly above the junction of your eyebrows. This area is traditionally called the third eye and is thought by many to be the seat of intuition and deeper awareness. Then I will ask your third eye to roam inside your body until it reaches a site where your body is experiencing a state of distress. I will suggest questions you can ask to gain insights for your journey toward harmony, balance, and healing. It is my understanding that our unconscious minds usually speak to us through symbols. While asking questions, be patient. It might take a few moments to receive a response, and it's possible you won't receive a response at all on this particular day. This is okay. Perhaps tomorrow you will receive an insight. Be open to any responses that might be connected to your physical senses. A smell, a color, or an image that might pop in and out of your awareness. Perhaps you are smelling frying onions. Maybe you see a color, such as a bright, vibrant red or a dull gray. Sometimes answers come in the form of an emotion. The feeling itself won't hurt us. I would suggest that you simply acknowledge and observe the emotion in the moment when it arises. Perhaps it might help to give a name to your feeling, such as anger, fear, grief, or powerlessness. If the unhappy body part begins to talk, in the way we talk inside our own heads, treat the conversation as if you are talking with a friend, being respectful and allowing what arises to be what it is, without manipulating or attempting to control. If you feel strong enough, perhaps carry on the conversation. If it is painful or difficult, perhaps imagine that this area in your body is confused and wants to find its way back into balance. Perhaps this part of you wants to be loved and accepted. Try to stay aware of any messages, however subtle or blatant, that can provide some guidance on your healing journey. This is simply a time to observe and learn. Open your heart to receive any messages. Then I will suggest turning to your guide and asking for clarification concerning anything puzzling or asking for further information that might help you on your healing journey. Having paper and pencil nearby might be useful if you decide to write something down during or after your process. Before taking any action, I encourage you to discuss anything you might like to explore with a mental health professional, dietitian, or your healthcare providers. And now, let's begin the journey.